This week, instead of previewing new shows, TV critic David Bianculli is taking a look at two shows that have premiered already and are making substantial course changes in an effort to find and please their respective audiences. One series is Stephen Bochco's Murder One, which premiered at the start of the season. The other is Dana Carvey's new variety show, which premiered early this week.
I'll start with the Dana Carvey series because its problems are more obvious. Critics didn't get advanced tapes of the Taco Bell Dana Carvey show, as it was called Tuesday night on ABC. But that just meant the series got roasted after the fact. Carvey is a very funny guy, but worked way too hard to be outrageous. In fact, the show opened with Carvey as a nurturing President Clinton, who took off his shirt, displayed his surgically applied rows of breast implants, and then had three puppies and a cat brought in so they could lick his breast milk. It was not at all surprising, but it was a little gratifying, when Taco Bell announced the next day that it was dropping further sponsorship of the Dana Carvey show. Carvey's original plan was to have a new sponsor each month, put its name in the title, and incorporate the sponsor's products into the show. It was supposed to be a joke about the way sponsors ruled things in the so-called golden age of TV. But the joke was on Carvey, because he may have trouble getting other sponsors to play along. In his opening show, this is how Carvey described his new series.
We're putting on a show that hasn't been seen in primetime in many years. It's going to be what Johnny Carson would say, a little irreverent, a little wild. And we hope that the audience embraces it and is ready for this kind of thing. It's really for my buddies at home that you guys, Rick and John, who my friends from high school have little kids now and can't stay up past like 9:30 or 10 o'clock. This show is for those sleepy little baby boomers who really want counterculture humor. Well, you've got it now, mister.
The problem is, what's acceptable in the last half hour of Saturday Night Live is a lot different than what's acceptable in the middle of primetime. Dana Carvey aimed for outrageous, so he shouldn't be surprised if the response was outrage. Watch him tone it down from now on, but this kind of initial damage is hard to undo. So is the initial damage done to another ABC series, Murder One. The network was so hot about that Stephen Bochco series at the start of the season that ABC scheduled it right against ER, the most popular drama series on TV. ER killed it. So ABC moved it to Monday nights opposite the CBS drama series Chicago Hope. But by then, the serialized courtroom drama of Murder One was so far along, most viewers were understandably reluctant to jump in midway through. Bochco and company made mid-course corrections to improve the show, including dropping the stupid, unrelated subplots that distracted from the main story. But no one seems to be watching or caring. 2 weeks ago, Murder One dropped its biggest dramatic bombshell yet and had the murder victim's sister take the stand as a defense witness, only to reveal she just secretly married the man she was supposed to give damaging testimony about. Bobby Phillips plays Julie, the witness, and Daniel Benzali stars as Ted Hoffman, the defense lawyer interrogating her.
Were you having dinner at Citrus last year when a man threw a drink in Richard Cross's face?
Yes.
Subsequent to that incident, did Mr. Cross telephone Rusty Arnold?
Yes.
And the following day, were you informed that the man in question had suffered a fractured skull?
Your Honor, objection. This whole line of questioning is irrelevant.
Overruled. You may answer, Miss Costello.
I don't think I'm supposed to, Judge.
I just made my ruling. You are required to answer.
But isn't there some law about testifying against your husband?
Excuse me?
Richard and I were married night before last in Reno.
If Murder One had the audience of ER, everyone would be buzzing about that scene the next day. But there's been no buzz at all, and that ought to start ABC buzzing with concern. At the start of the season, Bochco was talking about the intricate plans he had in place to keep the season-ending trial verdict a secret. With only a half dozen episodes left to go in this storyline, it looks like that job may be way too easy. When nobody wants a secret, keeping it is a piece of cake. Bochco can blame ABC's stupid scheduling for what's happening to his show. But Dana Carvey will have no one to blame but himself.
David Bianculli is TV critic for the New York Daily News.